Daily Light, February the 16th, morning. Your name is oil poured out. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So the honour is for you who believe. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Immanuel, which means God with us. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Your name is oil poured out. Song of Solomon 1, 3. And Ephesians 5, 2. 1 Peter 2, 7. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Colossians 2, 9. John 14, 15. Romans 5, 5. John 12, 3. Acts 4, 13. Psalm 8, verse 1. Matthew 1:23, Isaiah 9:6, and Proverbs 18:10. Daily Light, February the 16th, evening. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? The whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. The putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus made clear to me. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened. 2 Corinthians 5, 4. And Psalm 38, 9 and 4. Romans 7, 24. Romans 8, 22 and 23. 1 Peter 1, 6, 2 Peter 1, 14, 1 Corinthians 15, 53 and 54.